It's time for today's daily devotional. We've been talking about this week things that matter. Today's theme is be the friend that you're looking for. Scripture comes from Genesis 2:18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone." Now, in yesterday's devotional, we talked about the importance of choosing the right kind of friends. You know, the ones that build you up spiritually. They stand by you in tough times. They just all around make you a better person. But today we're flipping that question. How do I find a great friend? Maybe the problem in finding new friends is because we don't know how to be a good friend. Because friendships just don't appear, right? They grow. They're planted in love and they're watered with loyalty and cultivated with consistency. And if we want great people in our circle, we have to look inward and ask, would I want to be friends with me? That's a question we're asking ourselves today. But here's a simple but powerful truth. To find a great friend, you must be a great friend. And you can start by being nice because a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Kindness matters. Joy is contagious. And sometimes just your smile and your presence or encouragement can lift someone's spirit and change their entire day. Did you know it takes 43 muscles to frown but only 17 muscles to smile? God wired us to share joy more easily than sorrow. A smile is just a small gesture that can have such a big impact, and it's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. It's a gift that costs nothing, but it means everything to somebody. So always be nice to everyone. Even those who may not be best influences should still be treated with love and dignity and respect. And remember, you're an ambassador for Christ everywhere you go. So how you treat others reflects the heart of Jesus. Choose your close friends wisely. If someone constantly brings you down, gossips, or leads you away from your walk with God, you don't got to cut them off. No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying stay friendly, stay kind, but create a healthy distance because not everybody in the world belongs in your circle. And number two, always ask good questions and be a good listener because friendship isn't just about talking. It's about listening. And most people are longing for someone who genuinely cares. So ask your friends how they're really doing and listen, not just with your ears, but listen with your heart because you might be the only one who truly hears them. Number three is be loyal because loyalty is rare, so rare. But a godly friend doesn't walk away when things get messy. Nope, a godly friend shows up, refuses to gossip, and speaks the truth in love. And speaking of love, you should love hard because Jesus didn't love us halfway. He gave us his all, the kind of love we're called to show to others, real friendships rooted in grace and forgiveness and selfless love. It's not always easy, but it is powerful. So let's get real today. Let's ask the question, who's walking with you? Do you have some friends that you can talk to about God? People who won't be like, oh, weirded out because you brought up prayer or church or scripture, but instead they're going to lean into you and say, yeah, let's do it. Let's talk more about that. Those are the folks who can help you grow spiritually. Also, stay on the clear path because you don't always have to turn off to the unknown dirt road. That's what my mom used to tell me all the time. When you surround yourself with people who build you up and have your back and you're staying on that path, it becomes so much more easy. Find those people. And if you need to find those people, you got to be that person and keep walking into the light. As we go to you today in prayer, Lord, help us not only to seek godly friendships, but to be a godly friend. Teach us how to love like you do, to be kind and loyal and honest and compassionate. Help us represent you well in every relationship, even when we need to set those boundaries. Surround us with friends who will walk the same path of faith so that we may strengthen each other. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.